Women's Healing Hour. This is not Sue, although I guess some of you wish it would be. Sue is right now, well, she's not here, but she's with her dad, taking care of him, connecting with her family. And we're here to kind of like, you know, to do our best. And Sue's with us anyway, so she's here. And I wish she was, you know, I wish she was here to at least drum for us or to sing to us. But we'll, you know, she's here. So just connect with her energy and feel her, and you know, she'll sing in your heart. So I'm sure that's what I feel anyway. So I'm sure you'll be able to connect with her also. So today is Sunday, August the 9th, and this is the Women's Healing Hour. If you guys would like to join us using the phone and call us during the show, just let me know. I'm Sharon, by the way, for those who haven't recognized me, and I'm really sad if you didn't. With me, Rhonda and Sandra, and we'll talk about the new old ways, because now it's time to remember and honor the old ways in our ancestors, and you know, kind of like juggling between that and progress, whatever is, you know, is in front of us, the future, whatever it is now. I mean, there are a lot of conflicts that are basically everywhere. People talk about, you know, the old ways as they were the best ways, but the question that we all need to ask ourselves, are those ways valid right now? Maybe it's not just the old ways, maybe it's just how we used to be in the past, and what can we learn from it, what we need to nurture, and what do we need to change? I mean, those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves every day. And today is a good, you know, it's a good topic. It's a good show to talk about those things. And I'm sure you guys are ready. I see Janie and Dale and Roger are with us. And of course, Jim is with us. So yeah, see, Janie said Sue is with us in spirit as always. Yeah, she is. She totally is. And we love you, Sue. I love you, Sue. You will listen to this show later. So yeah, it's great. It's great that you're with us in spirit. I can really feel you. Other than that, if you guys would like to, you know, to see what we do in Facebook, for that matter, we have like several good pages and groups like Healing Mirror Holders, Sanctuaries Virtual Circle, part of Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. We have just chatting with Wind and Thunder. It's part of the energy of Sandra and Rhonda that we'll share about it later. And of course, we have the Reiki page that they have, Stars to Stars Reiki. And I hope I made it. I hope I'm okay with it. I mean, I know I'm okay with that, but yeah, I hope that everything is fine here on that. Anyway, and I think that it's time to bring you guys. What's up, Rhonda? What's up, Sandra? How are you?
I'm doing really good. This is Sandra. Thank you for having us. We miss you, Sue. Here's Rhonda. Okay. I think this will be an interesting discussion.
Cool. All right. Guys, we're about to begin. Runningale just joined us. He said we're here to listen. We have 9 of us. Beautiful day here. Some more may come soon. Yeah. It's good to have you, Runningale, with us. I wanted to open this discussion actually with Sandra. Sandra, you know, your grandmother is guiding you, still guiding you. You have her journal. How do you feel when it comes to, you know, feeling and kind of like almost juggling between the old ways and the new ways? What comes to you when you need to make like everyday decisions, like spiritual decisions, emotional decisions, you know, and think about the old ways, what your grandmother used to do and who you are right now? I'm just very curious about that.
Hi, this is Sandra. And one thing I know is I've been reading her journals to find peace in my soul because my Leon had left a couple of weeks ago, and I hadn't found a happy spot until I started reading the journals again. And she made me smile. And so I have found something in them that's helping me. One thing is I don't quite understand in the Cherokee Nations that she wrote about how the women were the dominating ones, the ones that ran things, and it should have been more equal. So I'm reading that now to find out what she truly thought about that, because I'm not feeling it for today. I think we have to stand together. Yonda?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's really probably the most important part, is that we all have to be equal with each other, because otherwise we're never going to have balance. And I'll pass the talking stick.
I like that. I like that approach, Rhonda. I think you're absolutely right. I think that we always need to stay connected to who we are, even if we weren't like physically alive, especially because of that. It's part of the seventh generation's work that is, it never stops. We always need to look, to find answers, to look like everywhere we can and see what the ones that came before us did. And of course, thinking about the future, what the ones that, you know, the people that will come afterwards, what will they do? So yeah, I totally agree with you. When it comes to what Sandra mentioned, and I see that Roger wrote here that Sandra is sounding very distant, like almost faint. So you guys, it'll be great if you can, you know, like maybe turn on the volume a little bit more. I don't know. But what Sandra said, I find it very interesting, because Sandra told me about that. I think it was yesterday or the day before, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think when it comes to how people used to live, either the women were in charge or men were in charge, I think we always need to look at the bigger picture. Always need to look at, it's not about just one gender that, you know, that is in charge, but the work of the circle that will lead us to better places, and be able to, and we will be able to connect better and to really embrace and forgive what happened while preparing for whatever is in front of us, for sure. I see from Morning Elk, he said, we have four elders here, wanted to hear the thoughts of all here about old ways and new ways. How will the old ones be respected as we move change? A lot of talk here on this piece. Yeah, it is an interesting discussion, no doubt about that. You guys, do you have anything to add to what Ron Gelk said?
I have one thing. It's been like a war between my souls right now, with my grandma's and me, and not disrespecting her because she raised me. And the one thing is, I really saw the roles that she understood. And with my grandmother and my grandfather, they communicated so well that it was like they asked each other. And I'm hoping that I can bring that across now, too. But you've got to respect the old ways at the same time. But it's a hard bridge.
The thing that I've been thinking about is, in my own ancestors, there were a lot of very, very strong women behind me, and they were totally respected, and not just them, but the men too, you know, because that's the way it should be. And I think that's right. And I don't think that that should change, because the longer you live on this planet, the more you learn. And that's why they were respected, because they had a lot of knowledge. And when they passed over and made their journey, a lot of that knowledge went with them, you know. But the balance part comes in, because I know from my own grandparents that if the younger ones had a better way of doing something, they would look at that, think about it, and accept that too. And I think that's where the blend comes in. Not that we lose respect for anybody or dishonor anybody, but taking the best of what we all know and bringing it together. And I'll pass the stick.
I have something else to say. Sharon, one thing I've always remembered about my grandparents was that the kinship, that my grandmother, when she took a husband, which was my grandfather, it was her family that was honored. And, you know, it's sad that I don't know very much about my grandfather's side. He was Apache and Cherokee. I know very little about him, but I know everything about my aunts and uncles, my grandmother, on my grandmother's side, because that's the way they did it. I think this has to change so you can both know both sides of it in an honorable way, though. Kathy, get yours.
I like that. I like that. Like, it seems like we need to open more of ourselves to learn more about where we came from. And I like the question that, you know, that comes from Rangel's group, and he asked, how will the old ones be respected as we move change? And I think before I will give my opinion, my personal opinion about that, and answer, I think that one thing that we all need to recognize and to be aware of, that we all see the old ways as, you know, it's really subjective. We can't deny the past, of course, but it's really subjective, because we all come from different families or different places. But maybe we need to go further, like way, way back, like really do like a time traveling, or something like that, that will help us to see where we came from, and from that point to see how we evolved so far. I mean, it's really like to ask someone about the old ways, like to ask me about the old ways, and to ask like 2 minutes later someone else about the old ways, we will both say different things. But I think one of the thing that was, you know, that is mutual for all of us, no matter where you're from, I think that it is the ability to connect, like you guys, like you said, the ability to connect better, even without the language, even with the language barrier. And there were a lot of problems when it comes to language, I know that. But now we don't have the problem of language. We don't have it. We can translate everything that we want. We can understand that. But the only thing that we judge and not see things clearly, it's the energy. And there are a lot of hatred. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of anger. There is a lot of negativity all around. And instead of communicating with each other and accepting people's opinion, we judge them and we attack them because we're afraid, because of many, many other reasons. But, you know, when it comes to what, you know, the question from Running Elk's group, I think that the best way to respect the old ones as we move forward is to be able to work on our differences and to see beyond skin color, to see beyond age, to see beyond gender, to see beyond sexual references, and to put that behind us and to build something completely new and burn what we don't need to. And always remember that even in dark times, we can always change things, but we all need to do it together. I don't think that we can really move forward if the world is divided. I see a lot of changes. Jim talks often about those changes, about how some politicians and even the Pope, they get like different perspectives, and they're not as close-minded as they were, or close-hearted actually. There's a great comment here from Janie. She said, I think at times there is less respect for elders these days. When I was growing up, you never heard an elderly people being beaten up, mugged, or cheated. But you do get that at times now, and I find it incredibly sad. And a lot of people here agreed with her, and I totally agree. I mean, we need to respect the elders, and we see a lot of violence and beaten up and mugged and cheating, like Janie said, and I think that needs to be changed. And it was, you know, the young ones need to be able to see it and to point that as part of the changes that we need to create. Talking Stick is yours.
I would really like to know what the elders that are with Running Elk today think about this subject. That's one. Gosh, there's just part of it too is that the elder people, the grandparents, have so much knowledge, and I think sometimes we overlook that, and we can't, because that knowledge absolutely needs to be passed on. And I'll pass the talking stick. Cool. I guess
Sandra?
It's to you, Sharon.
Okay. Well, Running Elk, I hope you would, you know, you could hear what Rhonda was asking. I think it's a good question. It's a good mirror. Rhonda mentioned earlier, I think in the beginning of our show, she mentioned the longer you live, or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rhonda. The longer you live, I mean, you go to the old ones because they lived longer, and there's a lot in it. I mean, there's a lot of truth in it, but there are, you know, on the other hand, there are a lot of you know, of the old ones that, like, they were so much in their ego sometimes, and I'm not trying to point any I don't want to point my finger against anyone, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not thinking about someone specific really. But there are some people, like part of the elderly, that, you know, that were probably using their ego to achieve this or that, and even that is part of that, you know, that wisdom, their experience, that we need to cherish. Because just because we came from this place or that place or this family or that family doesn't mean that we need to, you know, to copy their behavior. It means that we need to remember what happened, and we need to be able to build something on top of what they have created so far. There is a an answer here from Ronnie Galk. He said, my older ones here are where we need to change some teachings from past elders and them. We need to follow the prophecies and do what is needed to be in a good way. As we have seen more, we see some of what we believed or taught was not the best way to go. And I like that. I like that opening. But I'm curious what you guys have to say about that, if any.
For one thing, this is Sandra. You know, I thought about what you just read. And, you know, my grandmother had her ways. But I would think she would want me to grow with them. And some of them worked back then. And I still respect her. We have to all walk together now. This is the new ways.
I was going to say, I don't think that ego is special to any group. We all can go into ego, and that's always a problem. You know, it's got to be more about setting that aside. And gosh, I just think the more I think about it, every one of us has knowledge and skills that is unique to us in some way. I think that's where the blend comes in. It takes all of us, no matter the age, no matter the sex, no matter anything. It takes all of us to bring in the best of the best.
This is Sandra, and I think also that we need to show them respect, listen to them, and so we don't lose their knowledge, neither.
Yep.
And so it's two ways going here, so this is what my war is. How far do I honor her, and how far do I step into the new way? I've been questioning this for a while. Talking sick to you.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I would like to read what Grandmother Elise from Ron Gelk's group said. She said, so the past elders tell how men did this and women did that. Men were medicine people and women were emotions. This does not work now. What the one lazy said is just so. An ancestor now, the old ones from the past, see we need to change some of what they did. You know, I'd like to take a moment to respond on that. There were some titles, and unfortunately, in some religions, we see like women need to do this, and men need to do that, and that's the end of the story. It's really sad that some cultures see things like that, but it's really comforting. It's really good to see that some other cultures, they want the new generation to learn from their experience by saying, okay, we respect you, and that's why we're telling you that in the past, women used to do this, and men used to do that. Men used to be medicine people, and women used to be the emotional characters, or whatever you want to call it. It cannot work right now. It cannot work right now. We see a lot of changes. We see too much changes. And even if we really, really, really work hard to define what men needs to do and what women needs to do, it won't last forever. It won't last. It just simply won't. And I like it, especially when it comes to Running Girls group. There are a lot of people there, 9 people, I think, in that group. And I'm sure that, you know, the discussions there are really like fascinating. So, Jonathan, on the other hand, said, and Jonathan is from Australia. He said, maybe the elders taught what was needed to live in the past. And now we need to change these, add to them. So they work in here and now. Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I said, and I like that. And Sue, I think Sue is with us, and she is. Oh my gosh, she must be really excited. Girls, do you mind if I'll bring her at the moment, and then you can comment? I'll take it as a yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, you there.
Hello.
I'm no longer in college.
I'm sitting along the Niagara River here in North Tonawanda, New York. It's such a beautiful blue, and I remember it growing up being so cloudy and murky and smelly, and it's just gorgeous. It has cleaned up so much. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, I just came on just a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about how the stereotypes of man and woman have been for eons. And, you know, now is the time, you know, everyone has gifts, all of us, everyone. And it doesn't matter what age you are. We all have something that we can share and give and offer and teach and learn. And, you know, the younger ones are learning. It's a new age. They're learning things that, you know, many of us, if we tried to learn right now, would have a very difficult time, especially with technology and stuff. So it's a time for all of us to come together and complete that circle and work together and teach and just be who we are. And hello to everyone, and Sandra and Rhonda and Sharon. It's good to be here with you, listening.
It's good to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Talking stick. I'm this beautiful duck here. It's a young one, and she's just right in front of me, just kind of floating around, doing her thing. Not a care in the world.
Take some pictures.
I will. Okay, I'll pass the talking stick.
Talking stick is yours. No.
You know, one thing, this is Sandra, one thing I was thinking too, was the way I was raised by my mother and dad, that, you know, we really were stereotyped back then too. It was girls did this, the men did this, the boys got to go do this first. And I always thought I was more like the boys than the girls anyway. It wasn't just my grandfather's side. It was the white side of me too, my dad's side. You know, I wanted to ride the tractor just as much as David got to, but that's a jealousy there. We have to stop it all. It's not just one way. It's all of it. We have to stop stereotyping all of us.
Yeah, I'm
kind of thinking along the same line because, you know, I know a lot about the ancestors behind me, and the one thing that I was thinking was there were a couple of the grandmothers way back that, due to life circumstances, they had to then take on the role that their husband would normally play. They were the provider. They were the one that was in charge. You know, they did everything because their husbands weren't there anymore. And back then, it was really unusual for that to happen, but did they do it? Yes. Did they do a good job? Yes, because they had skills that they needed to do that, and that goes right back again to we need to do what we're good at, regardless of the age, anything, it doesn't matter. Do what you're good at, you know, and it'll all blend the way it needs to go, and I'll pass the talking stick. One other thing. As time is changing here in the gay rights and everything, we need to also change the rights of women and men. It is time for everything to become equal ground. Yours.
A message here from Jim. He said, we need to be open-minded and free-thinking now. We must be liberal and accept all walks that hurt no one else. Being close or conservative will not let the changes happen. In the past, being conservative and wanting a little change allowed for survival. Now, now it will lead to destruction. Change mixed with ancient ways needed. I think, yeah, I totally agree with you, Jim. And I see that Roger agrees with you as well. And apparently, Roger's first car was a 1958 Buick, which was, you know, it's a critical information. But, you know, it doesn't really, you know, the thing that really matters is to be able to bring the old, the new, and bring them together. That's real medicine, the medicine that combines all elements, not just a single element, because all elements together will be able to be a tool for us to thrive, to open up ourselves, to help someone else to open up, or more and more people. It seems like they wake up, and the more people wake up, we need to make it, you know, to pay attention that other people get angry and furious because they're afraid. And it seems like some of the so-called new ways is to be angry and to revenge, and we see it in different places. Here in Israel, it's like it's all the time, but it's also in different places around the world, the US, Europe, doesn't really matter. It seems like we need to remember where we came from. We need to remember how things were before, and we need to, you know, to change things accordingly. And I totally agree with you, Jim. I think to be liberal and open-minded is what, and free-thinking is what we really need right now, like desperately need that thing. And apparently Jim's first car was a 1957 Chevy Bel Air. You know, I think we will start selling cars, because it seems like really, really good. I don't know. Who's up to it? If you want to sell cars, then stage is yours. Tuck and Sick is yours, whoever wants it, and or to sell a car.
This is Rhonda. I don't want to sell a car.
Well, it's good to know.
But I do want to say, I think really, if you could put, what's the top number one word that we need to think about? Respect. Because I think that's really what it all boils down to. When we really, really have respect for each other, then you allow people to be the best of who they are, and then it works. And that's what I wanted to say. So I'll pass the stick.
One thing I wanted to say was, this has really been a fight within me. I had even asked Jim, how do I respect my grandmother and walk in a different path? I don't honestly know. I need feedback on that, because I wouldn't disrespect her in any way. But her ways was not what today has to be. It's not going to work today. Most of it. It's not going to work today. You're talking to you.
You know, I think, Sandra, I don't know what Jim will answer. But I think that because you chose a new way, a different path, it doesn't mean that you forgot, that you stopped walking the path that your grandmother walked before. Think about it as not like an end of one road and the beginning of a new one, but more like a continuation of what your grandmother started. And I wonder if your grandmother, you know, did she walk the same, you know, road, or the same part of the road as the ones that came before? I mean, if the people, like even my grandmother, and I know she really supported me in every way, and I think about it more now more than ever, actually. I miss her and all of that. But if people that came before me, my ancestors, your ancestors, everyone's ancestors, if we think in terms of, you know, or maybe that if they think that we will continue, we will take a different road and we'll forget their roads, that's not right. We never stopped walking in the road that they have started for us. That's the real medicine of the seventh generation. Because it's not like, okay, it's the end of the ancestors' road and now we're in it. We do too much of those, like, ending of roads, but it's one energy. The energy never stops. It always continues itself. And we need to be able to accept that. And the past is really, really, like, we can touch the past as much as we can touch the future. And that's what I think. I think that, if I may, Sandra, I think that you don't need to be worried about that. I think you need to welcome it and to be happy that you get to continue your grandmother's path. Just the fact that we talk about her, and we don't need to agree with everything that she said or anything that someone else said for that matter. But because we're willing to move forward and we're willing to learn how to make the world a better place, not just for us, but for the seven generations, that's how we respect the ones who came before us. And apparently I insulted the spirit of ancient automatic nations with trying to sell cars. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Talking to in the middle.
I have something now. You know, I had asked Jim again, how do I do this? So I started a new journal today. I closed the old one between me and Leon. And in the new journal, I started writing things about my grandmother. And his answer to me was, yes, your grandmother's journals may be calling you to comfort you because you are rewriting some of the parts of her journals. Stay current and meaningful. You are not being disrespectful. He wrote that to me, and it made a lot of sense to me because I had forgot how beautiful she was and how she always made me feel so good. No matter what was going on, she had a positive attitude. And, you know, I miss her because of that. And I think that's what I'm searching for, is how to bring her into this so I can have the comfort of her.
Yeah. I'll agree with what Sandra just said. And I also want to agree with what Sharon said, because everybody that's walked before us, there's so much a part of us that, you're right, Sharon, the road does not stop with one person and begin with somebody else. It's a continuous road that connects all of us, because they are so much a part of us, just like our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are a part of us. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that, and I'll pass the talking stick.
Yeah, I see that Jim said, I have much respect for the ancestors of all cultures and have been taught the lessons of many by my teachers. Black Elk has been a spirit teacher for me my whole walk, yet I see some of what he taught must be changed. It needs to be done with respect and the intent of building great teachings, not destroying them. I like that. I really like that. You know, I was reading the legend, the prophecy, the story, whatever you want to call it, of White Buffalo Catwoman. Like, I think it was three nights ago, maybe. And one of the things that I liked, she didn't make the difference. She didn't, like, divided the old ones from the young ones. She didn't divide any of that. She addressed the old ones and the young ones, women, men, children. She addressed all of them and told them what they need to do and told them how important they are for their role, because she knew how to look at the bigger picture and to take it to another level. And that's the only way we will be able to move forward, dividing and stop teaching each other. The young ones can teach lots of things, as much as the old ones. Are there the same, you know, the same thing? No, but it doesn't really matter. it is actually pretty good that the old ones have something to teach us, while while the young ones have something else to teach us. That's how we become wiser. That's how we can look at the bigger picture, just like White Buffalo Castleman did. And I still believe that she still reflects on it, even if she's physically not here, or maybe she is, maybe I'm not aware of something. But definitely, I really recommend for all of us to read the White Buffalo Castleman story and see what we can learn from it to build a better world, a free world that you can, you know, that you don't feel the urge to change someone, but you feel the urge to change yourself as things change anyway. I see from Jonathan, he said, I'm spending more time learning the ways of the Aboriginal people here, since we have been on hearing these shows. Seven of us today who will be going on a journey out to meet some of their elders. We hope not to make mistakes or insult anyone. I think, Jonathan, if you will come open-minded, respect them as, I'm here to listen to you, to learn from you, to be able to bring what you would teach me into this world, and I'm sure I'll be able to bring you whatever you need, you wish from us, whatever you need from us. If we all work in coexistence, in harmony and synergy, then all will be good. We always need to make sure that we always follow that path. Talking Stick is in the middle.
You know, not to bail off the path, but I was thinking too about the kids. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter that comes over, and I was crying so hard about Leon. She put her hands on my knees and said, now, Grandma, he's up in heaven looking down and taking care of everybody else. Can't you just stop that? And it was such a wise word. I wonder sometimes how she will picture me as we get older.
Yeah, that's true, too. Some of these really young ones, they have, in their own way, they have so much knowledge, and it's just not right to discount them either. So we have to look at what everybody has to offer. And I'll pass the talking stick.
Yeah. I see from Jim, he said, this is an amazing thing you and yours will do, Jonathan. Do not worry. Say you are new and want to learn and ask to be told if you make mistakes through not knowing. Jonathan is happy about that, actually. So, yeah, I'm sure there is a lot of excitement, like I see that Jonathan wrote here. And that's great. That's fantastic. There was someone who said, I can't remember the exact quote. Maybe it was, to be old and wise, you must first be young and stupid. You know, I'm really torn about that quote. I wonder what you guys think of that. What do you guys think of that, Lily?
Stupidity is not regulated by age.
I totally agree with you. Totally. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it's really hard. You know, why defining, how would you define young and stupid? I mean, not all stupid people are young. Not all young people are stupid. I don't know. I mean, we really need to be careful, because we generalize a lot. And when we generalize, we judge. And now generalizing is not what we need. We actually need to be able to detect and kind of like to see the differences between, you know, not all people, not all the young people are stupid. And now it's time to actually be able to talk about it like Lily and and to work things through. Again, a lot of young people have lots to teach, even those who are not aware of it, as much, like equally, as people that are older have to teach. It seems like Jim just told me all Canadian folks seem to have been shut off. And it's true. I mean, I don't see them on the chat box. It's quite interesting. Maybe they had something to do. Maybe Sue saw them from her place through the Niagara Falls. I don't know. But Janie said books like Black Oak Speaks and those about other elders play a great part in my life. I read and learn so much. And, you know, that's exactly right. I mean, I never read any spiritual book in my life until I read the two books that Jim wrote, White Man, Red Road, Five Colors, and Walking with the Earth Mother. And I was able to learn so much from his experience, from his spirituality. And I was, and even if I won't be like exactly the same as Jim, and we're spirit twins, but it's not about being the same. And we had a show about it, like, I don't know, two months ago. Not the sameness. It's not about the sameness. It's about the oneness. If we'll become one and do our part, then all be good. That's what I think, in a way. I wonder, I'm sure that you feel the same way, Sandra, about your grandmother's journal. But have you read like other books that you saw as guidelines to your path?
Oh, there's many Reiki books out there I have read, but it's funny that you mentioned Jim's book. I read that to Leon in the last 10 days because he liked me to read to him, and I learned more from that book, reading it out loud to Leon when he couldn't see to read anymore. And I thought, boy, that was a good memory. I guess there is some good memories of that 10 days. But I thought, I've read a lot of things about Reiki, many, many things about the healing of Reiki and how much it is just like the Native American. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that they can interweave to each other. And I think Rhonda agrees.
I do really agree with that, because most of my life I have read everything that I could get my hands on spirituality. And I'm going to say that's really different from religion. Spirituality is totally different. But the thing that I really believe is, no matter what you read that is talking about spiritual belief, it seems to me that no matter where it came from in the world, there's a similar, very similar story from everywhere else in the world. It's so connected, you know, and you can divide that into religions, but it really doesn't do it justice. It's the spirituality behind it and what has been taught. Always. It's always been there, and it's everywhere. And I'll pass the talking stick.
One other thing is, you know, the growth that we have in someone passing from death and going on over, I found that I've grown more in the last 21 days in my life than I had done at any other time. My beliefs and how strong I am, and of my grandma comforting me through her journey. Reading that book of the Red Road, there's so many things I'm grateful for. That's been sick to you.
I love that. I feel like I'm connected to what you're saying. I see here from Jim, he said, oh, okay, before that, sorry, Jim. Jamie said, I have read quite a few spiritual books, but I see now they were just stepping stones to my wisdom I was really seeking. And I think for me, it was like, you know, before reading Jim's book, I read maybe like, I tried to read, but I wasn't able to kind of like to feel what they were saying. There are a lot of spiritual books out there right now, and not a lot of them have like the energy that really goes through you, and you feel how they are like the stepping stones. So just like what you said, Jamie, to be like those stones of wisdom that you were that we seek. But it's amazing that we're able to, you know, to connect and use books or even movies sometimes as part of our spiritual existence and road, and to build it and to learn from it and so on and so forth. Jim said here, religious people are not spiritual. Spiritual people have great difficulty staying in religion. This is kind of like a show for a different day, I guess. But yeah, and I think, Jim, I think remembering what Black Elk wrote in his book and his journey, he actually was so curious and he wanted to learn more and feel more that he actually lived with white Christian people, and he was able to take what he needed and leave, and he left the rest behind. And that's exactly the road of the spiritual road. We have all the choices in the world to pick, choose whatever we need for the rest of the road, even if we don't pick what people expect us to do, to pick. That doesn't mean that we won't use it. It's about the timing. We need to use whatever we need accordingly. And it's not like we're leaving it behind, not at all. But yeah, I agree with you, Jim. I think that religious people are not spiritual. I think that religion stops you from learning, and in some religions, you're supposed to believe in a book, either the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, and you're supposed to believe in that and do what it tells you, although there are a lot of conflicts in the Bible, a lot of philosophy, like lack of moral standards, and we can talk like hours about that. Really, we can do another show about that, and I'm sure this will, although it will be like opening Pandora's box. What do you think, guys?
Because of what everybody has said in the last few minutes, there's something I want to say. You can read all the books in the world, especially the spiritual teachings. You can learn all the spiritual teachings in the world, but there are some people out there that will then turn around and use those teachings to justify that they are right and everybody else is wrong. Then when you do that, you totally miss the point. And I just wanted to add that point in there. If you only have that knowledge to prove that you alone are right, keep reading, because you haven't got it yet.
Oh, yes.
Aho.
Like a triple aho. Or something like that. But really, I totally agree with you. If we work, no matter how old you are, you can be like 90 years old, I don't care, doesn't really matter, and you still trying to convince me or someone else, I don't care, that, you know, this, that person, you know, I'm doing the best thing that there is, and other people's teachings are not good or not right, or in other words, be a self-righteous person, then you're not, that's not the meaning of spiritual person to me. That's what I have to say about that. Sandra?
One thing is, too, in our Reiki classes, in our Reiki room, we always tell everyone, these are our thoughts. We only help you get down the road, but if you have a better way, speak up and let us know. We're only guiding and in a guideline so you can find yourself. Never become us. Walk your own journey.
Yep, that's true. And I'll pass the talking stick.
You just want to say it's true, that's it? Okay. Yeah, Rebecca here saying, my three-year-old granddaughter was shopping with great-grandmother and her mother. Great-grandmother pointed to the attempts and the huggies in the cart and said, the grandchild, hey, we both wear diapers. My granddaughter answered back, I do not wear diapers, grandmother. What? speaking the same thing but different. Great grandmother and mom had a good laugh. Well, it sure is funny. in a very, very awkward way. But yeah, no, it's funny. It's good. I guess. You know, if you really want to compare wisdom, just look if you were wearing the diaper. I don't know. That's what I got from it. From Running Elk, he said, we had no books for a long time. We had memory and shared that way. Now we honor books and speakers. That's right. There are some religions, unfortunately, that they're not allowed to use any books because the only books that they're allowed to have in their houses is the Bible or any other, you know, the Quran, Bible, Torah, whatever. So, yeah. Jamie said, that is true, but I have always taken on board what I have read and take what feels right for me and leave the rest. At the same time, I never believe that that what I feel is right for all. It's so true. I mean, what's right for me, it's not always what's right for other people. And we do need to remember that. I think most of all, I think that's the first thing that we need to really remember. What do you think, girl?
I think we need to walk our own path. We can listen, but take what you need, leave the rest behind. It was one of my biggest things my grandmother would say. You can listen to me, listen to my stories, but if you don't need them, leave them here, Sandra. All the time she said that.
Yeah. Again, that comes to respect because, yes, we're all walking the road together, but we're all, you know, it's like we're all at a different step in our journey. So you just have to respect that everybody is not always going to agree with you. And that's all right. And you know about the children, I love to listen to my granddaughter talk. She always told me, well, I knew your grandmother. And I'd look at her and say, you're four. How'd you know? She says, well, she was up in heaven with me. And I'm amazed by listening to the children.
Yeah. The children, oh, man, these kids that are coming in are something else. And that just kind of rounds out the circle, doesn't it? We have all the way from the elders to the brand new ones. Pass the talking stick.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Rebecca just said we need to respect each other's path. It doesn't really matter your origin or your age or your gender or your nation. We are the earth. Nation. It doesn't really matter if you're Cherokee, if you're Polish, if you're Native Australian, it doesn't really matter. As long as we respect the person's path, it's all good. It's all good. We can never judge the person until we actually in his shoes. And in other words, we can never judge other people, like, really. It's,
can I say something about that?
Of course.
You know, there's so many people now that because we have been blending cultures for so long, there's so many people now, and I'm one of them, that has a little bit of everything in my ancestry, you know? So if I start disrespecting people, man, I'm picking on myself at the same time. That's all there is to it. That's the talking stick again.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, Rhonda, I think if we will really look back and realize we all came from the universe, we're all children of the universe, we'll be able to stop seeing like in different colors and just see everyone as part of the rainbow. And we'll have our, you know, whatever it is that we need to do. And therefore we all have different paths and roads that we take, that we need to take. And that's the beauty of it. If everything was the same, then we wouldn't be able to, well, first of all, everything would be really boring and I'm not really into it, but, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, by the way, but I really think that if we were the same, we wouldn't be able to learn from each other. And even if someone is really angry with you or someone is really hurting you or hurt you before, you can learn tons from that person, even if the intention wasn't from that person anyway, wasn't to teach you, wasn't to give you the, you know, the privilege to learn, that you will learn from that person. But I've learned tons from people who hurt me before. And we all need to do it. And I'm sure that even if, you know, just because they hurt me, it doesn't mean that they really wanted to hurt me. They were scared. There are a lot of other reasons for them to hurt me, as I hurt other people as well, but it wasn't my intention. And we need to forgive. And I think the best way to honor those, you know, the old ways, the old ones, is to forgive each other, is to forgive that, like, giant slaughter that we do, and that we did, and to be able to stop that and to build a better world. That's the best way to honor the ancestors, those who came before us, and of course, those who will come after will be gone. Jim said, too many believe all people are equal, except some are more equal than others. Animal farm repeats. Yeah, unfortunately, right? Unfortunately, that too many believe in that. Yeah, that's true. And Jonathan said, we've been thrown off for 10 minutes. Sorry to be back again. Can we listen again? Of course. Apparently we'll do a part, like an after party of going to the archive. So you're welcome to go to the archives and listen. Anything you have to add to that, ladies? And I think we'll wrap the show because it's we passed the hour somehow. I don't know how, but it happened.
I just wanted to tell you thank you. This gives me a lot more to think about and how to thank my grandmother and Weaver in my life, too.
And that's what I want to say. Thank you to everybody that participated because that's how we get it done. We all have something to share.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks, Sue, for being with us and on the phone for a couple of minutes and here with us for the rest of the show. It was a really good show. Unfortunately, a lot of people were thrown off, but you guys, although you weren't able to comment on the live, on the live show, you are able to send us messages. You are able to, and more than welcome, actually, to start a discussion on our pages, of course, all the pages that I mentioned in the beginning of the show. And thank you, ladies. Thank you, everybody. You were
thank
great.
You.
Yeah, we did it.
Thank
we
you.
Continue to do it. And that's it. I was honored to be here today. Thank you so much for staying with us. So take care and enjoy the rest of the week. Bye.